Now, like Koki, there are people around the world who can remember the moment that they met the Pope in person. Among them are the Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of St. Cloud in central Minnesota and two of his parishioners. From Minnesota Public Radio, Tim Post reports.
As a bishop, it was part of John Kinney's job to meet with the Pope. He traveled to Rome 5 times to visit him. The first time was in 1979. The last was just 5 months ago. Kinney also traveled with the Pope several times when he visited the United States. He says the Pope always made people feel special, even in large gatherings.
Of course, there were hundreds of people lined up, but he concentrated on you, on the person that was right. He was not looking beyond to the next person or to say, well, how long is this line going to last? You know, he had a tremendous love for each and every person.
A large, ornate cross hangs around Bishop John Kinney's neck. Pope John Paul II gave Kinney the pewter cross during their last meeting in December of 2004. For lay Catholics who met the Pope, similar gifts and the memory of a papal visit carry even greater meaning now.
I felt kind of awestruck. Tears just rolled down my face because I think the Holy Spirit just overcame me, and I was just, it was very, very special.
Kay Eck met the Pope 4 times. Eck's work with the St. Cloud Diocese afforded her the opportunity to meet the Pope personally. She's one of the founders of the Natural Family Planning Movement within the Catholic Church. She and her husband Dave, who was there for 3 of the meetings, were given a rosary by the Pope each time.
That's his gift to the people he meets personally, and so that's very special.
Even though their meetings lasted less than a minute each time, Dave Eck says the Pope was gracious and attentive.
He shakes your hand, and we greet him. You know, what do you say to the Pope? You know, how are you, or something. But he's very personal. I felt that he was very comfortable in his role as Pope and kind of want to share the ceremonial aspect of it and the power of it with ordinary people.
The ex say it was the Pope's humble approach to his followers that they'll remember most. They say the next pope should take a cue from how Pope John Paul II treated ordinary people in person.
That was Tim Post of Minnesota Public Radio reporting from St. Cloud, Minnesota. You can find more coverage of Pope John Paul II, his life, his death, and the choice of a successor by going to our website, npr.org.